The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
So cold here at the former Soviet Union. Very, very cold.
I can't feel my fingers and I can't even begin to describe to you the cold that's in the air. And I'm going around visiting these elderly Holocaust survivors that don't have gloves, that don't have a coat. And oftentimes they don't even have heating. The elderly don't have many options of how to stay warm. Every winter is another fight for their life. For the elderly here in the former Soviet Union, whatever wood they could gather in the summertime is the wood that they'll have to keep them through the winter. For a 92-year-old woman who could barely walk, she doesn't gather very much wood in the summers. And so she's left to be freezing in the winters. Left alone. Every moment in these freezing winters is the difference between life or death for these Holocaust survivors.
Welcome to a special Bless Israel Winter Warmth radio presentation, brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. The situation this winter in the former Soviet Union is grave. As temperatures plummet, the lives of poor elderly Jews, many of them Holocaust survivors, are at risk. They are alone, completely isolated, and unable to leave their homes for food, medicine, and winter provisions. The only thing more chilling than the frigid temperatures is the lack of hope. These elderly Jews must endure the harsh, unforgiving winter conditions in the former Soviet Union. They are all alone, and they need our help. On our special Bless Israel Winter Warmth program today, we're going to talk about these precious Jewish souls living in the former Soviet Union, and we're going to give you an opportunity to bless an elderly Jew suffering from the cold and despair of winter. And we begin with Yael Eckstein, President and CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, as she shares the story of Maria, a Holocaust survivor.
I remember visiting one 92-year-old Jewish woman who was out chopping wood for the winter when she fell and broke her leg, and she hasn't been able to get out of bed since that. She's surviving on scraps that sometimes her neighbor brings her. And when I went in to bring her a food box in the beginning of the winter and some winter emergency heating, it was the biggest smile I've seen, and it made me realize how everything is relative. We are so blessed. We have prayers for all different types of things, but for these poor Jews, their prayer is for food. They don't have running water in their home. They don't have heating. You can't believe that there are still people living like that today, let alone Holocaust survivors. They're relying on us to live, and so we have the ability to give them real hope, real comfort, knowing that they're not alone. And just $25 feeds one Jew. Just $25 is all it takes to give one Jewish person the gift of hope. But any donation that you can give of any amount makes a difference, whether your gift is large or small. The fellowship will use your donation today to bless a poor Jewish person like those old Holocaust survivors with no one to help them. And as I go and deliver this aid on your behalf, I say a prayer for you, and I know that God will bless you for your kindness and love towards His people, Israel. So we're going to give you a special phone number to call in just a minute, and I'm praying that God will lay it on your heart to help us today.
Holocaust survivors, like Maria, are at risk during these frigid winter months in the former Soviet Union. Today is your opportunity. This is your chance to give a blessing and bring hope to one of God's chosen people. A gift of just $25 today to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews will help provide one elderly Jew with an emergency food box, enough food for an entire month this winter. If you can give a $50 donation today, you'll also help provide life-saving winter provisions like heating fuel, warm blankets, gloves, winter clothing, and firewood. Here's a special toll-free number to call and donate today. 800-898-6868. 800-898-6868. You can also donate online at blesshispeople.org. You're listening to a special Bless Israel Winter Warmth radio presentation brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Prayer is an important priority at the fellowship, not only for those we help, but also for our friends and supporters like you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Paul Lanier, Chairman of the Board of Directors for the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. And I'm grateful for this opportunity to come into your home or wherever you are right now and to pray with you, to pray for you in this strangest hour in which we're living. Beloved God of heaven, we love you. We give you praise and honor and glory, for there's none like you in all the world. I thank you for the precious people wherever they're living. I thank you for this fellowship, for the opportunity to serve so many people, Holocaust survivors who have already seen much too much anguish and heartache and suffering. Help us to continue to find creative ways to save Jewish lives all over the world. And I pray for those who can't get out of their home and they need to stay in. I ask for your healing hand to rest upon them and to strengthen them and to raise them up. Let them know how very much you love them and believe in you, O God. And now I want to pray for you specifically. I pray that right now, whatever's going on in your world, for your health, your mind, your relationships, your finances, and I'm believing God with you, for you, that he's going to move in your life, and you're going to see something happen so significant that you know it is the Lord who does this. It is God himself doing a work in your life. I declare Genesis chapter 12, verse 3 on your life, where the Lord said, I will bless those who bless Israel. And you are people who bless Israel. So I declare you are the blessed of the Lord.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, host of Huckabee on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, believes that supporting Israel and blessing God's chosen people is one of the most meaningful things a Christian can do.
For over 35 years, this trusted ministry has given Christians like me a way to tangibly bless Jewish people who are in need throughout the world. Jews have faced persecution after persecution for centuries. Tragically, today, elderly Jews in the former Soviet Union still face anti-Semitism and abject poverty. I admire Yael Eckstein and have been blessed to deliver food with her to elderly who would simply not have eaten that day without our help. She's a godly woman doing noble work worthy of our support. That's why I pray that you'll support the fellowship in whatever way God leads you. And he promises, as written in the Bible, I will bless those who bless the children of Israel.
You're listening to a special Bless Israel Winter Warmth radio presentation brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. This winter, as temperatures continue to plummet across the former Soviet Union, poor elderly Jews, isolated and living alone, are at risk. Many are in desperate need of food and winter provisions to help them survive the harsh winter months. That's why we're asking you to bless one elderly Jew today with an emergency food box for a gift of just $25. Here's a special toll-free number to call and donate today. 800-898-6868. 800-898-6868. If you can give $50, you'll also help provide life-saving winter provisions like heating fuel, warm blankets, gloves, winter clothing, and firewood. All it takes is one phone call. It's quick, easy, and secure to donate with your credit card, debit card, or checking account. Again, that number is 800-898-6868. That's 800-898-6868. You can also donate online at blesshispeople.org or call toll-free 800-898-6868. That's 800-898-6868.
President and CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein, shares the story of Galena, a Holocaust survivor.
Galena has seen horrible things with hunger in the past, where she remembers getting maybe a piece of bread a day. Since those days of extreme hunger, she's so careful with the vegetables that she eats, because all she grows in the summer is what she has through the winter.
I remember how the Nazis were marching inside our hometown in our fear, and my mother hiding some food. And when me and my older sister were very hungry, she would give us to smell the food. But she didn't let us eat very often.
She could still go back and feel those pains in her stomach of being so hungry.
Lucky are the people who never know this feeling of being hungry from deep inside. And I wish them never to experience this horrible feeling.
Now, when she's getting this food box, when all she lives on is the vegetables she grows, it's like winning the lottery for her. It's the answer to her prayers.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Tell the people in America, thank you.
As the frigid winter across the former Soviet Union threatens precious Jewish souls, we must challenge ourselves to act on their behalf. We must act on our prayers and help them survive. Temperatures have been plummeting to dangerous levels. And for Jews like Maria and Galena, this threatens their very survival. With your gift today of $25, you'll help provide an emergency food box to an elderly Jew in the former Soviet Union. With your blessing of $50 today, you'll also help provide life-saving winter provisions like heating fuel, warm blankets, gloves, winter clothing, and firewood.
I love the Jewish people. I always have. I've always had a heart for them. I had a very close friend in school that was Jewish. Her parents were in the Holocaust. They showed me their tattoos. She only had her mother and father. Everyone else had died. They were put to death. And it just really affected me. It's very painful. They are God's people. They're God's chosen people. That would be my heart, to be there, to help hand out the meals to them, to let them know they're loved and not forgotten, and that they're not just surviving there without anyone to hug them or touch them or let them know they're loved. And I know that they have God, because He does love them, but He wants us to reach out and help them in any way we can.
Our friendly fellowship operators are standing by waiting for your call. 800-898-6868. 800-898-6868. That's 800-898-6868. You can donate quickly and easily with any credit card, debit card, or checking account. You can also donate online at blesshispeople.org. Again, that number is 800-898-6868. That's 800-898-6868. Thank you, and may God richly bless you for your generous gift today to bless His chosen people. Shalom. The preceding program was brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.